This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you not to settle for a lesser vision of your life. In this series, we're talking about the various ways we can settle for less. Sometimes settling for less can become so ingrained in our thinking that we can subconsciously settle and, of course, not even realize we're doing it. We use the story of the lame man at the beautiful gate in the book of Acts to underscore this point. Here are a few interesting facts about this man's life. First, we know that this man is about 40 years old, and he's been lame since birth. So this is all he knew. This is the only vision he had of his life as a cripple. We also know that he was brought to this gate almost every day around the same time. So he enlisted others to also buy in to this lesser vision of his life. So on this particular day, he was doing what he always did, beg for money, when Peter crossed his path. He asked Peter for money, but Peter chose to heal him instead. When this man rose to his feet and saw that he was able to stand and walk on his own, he was overwhelmed with joy and praised God all the way into the temple. Sometimes we can live a certain way for so long, it becomes our truth because it's all we know. We end up holding a lesser vision of our life's purpose and ultimately end up settling. God uses this lame man to show us what's possible with him. Are you settling for a lesser vision of your life's purpose? If so, remember these words: before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations, Jeremiah 1:5. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce the Blessings YouTube channel. So today, stop settling.